Police in Eureka set a deadline and held to it this week. They said homeless people camping in the area by Palco Marsh along Humboldt Bay had to dismantle their camp by Monday, or it would be dismantled for them. So police spent Monday and yesterday doing just that, sending something like 150 people in search of new places to live. The sweep to clear out Palco Marsh comes with a backdrop of recent ordinances passed in several parts of Humboldt County to address homeless populations. In fact, it's happening in communities around the region, which we'll get to in Vents Day. Let's get a sense of the environment from two advocates for homeless people in Humboldt County. Shelley Mack is an attorney representing some of the people evicted. The Palco 11 people have taken to calling the people she represents. Shelley, welcome to The Exchange.
Hi, Jeff. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you here. Nezzy Wade is with us as well. She's the board president of Affordable Homeless Housing Alternatives. Nezzy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Shelley, if you would first give us a description of what happened to your clients and why they're your clients, I guess, is a good question, too.
Yeah, so this all started in late March when the city of Eureka announced its intent to evict all of the residents of the Palco Marsh encampment on May 2nd. And as you noted, there were maybe 150 people that were sent away from what had become their home on Monday. At its height, there were maybe as many as 300 people living in this encampment. And once Peter Martin and I, we're a two-person law firm in Eureka, heard about the city's plans, we decided to see if there was any interest amongst the population at the marsh in trying to fight it. And we ultimately filed on April 25th a federal complaint in the Northern District of California. That was a complaint that alleged violations of the 8th Amendment, the 4th Amendment, the 14th Amendment, the Uniform Relocation Act, and was accompanied by a motion for a temporary restraining order that, you know, we hoped would prevent the city from doing what they did at the beginning of this week. We had a hearing in front of a federal judge on Friday, Judge Jeffrey White, on the temporary restraining order. And he ultimately kind of split the baby and decided to give relief to the 11 plaintiffs in the case and prevent the city from evicting them unless they had provided them with alternate emergency shelter accommodations and followed a series of restrictions on how their property would be treated. But the judge declined to order any relief for parties who weren't in front of the court, and unfortunately, that was, you know, the other 100 and, you know, several dozen people who were evicted on Monday. So
the 11 plaintiffs got some relief from the court, but the other 140 or so didn't.
That's correct. And even our clients, I'm afraid, were forced to leave the marsh. I mean, they were given alternate emergency shelter accommodations by the city of Eureka, at least on a temporary basis. What happens to them after the time limits on those accommodations run out still remains to be seen.
All right, I want to give a little flavor to what happened at Palco Marsh this week. Our friends over at the Lost Coast Outpost gave us a chance to use some of the audio they collected. So Hank Sims from Loco, as it's known locally, conducted an interview with a camper named Amber, who says she has multiple sclerosis, so the moving process was especially difficult.
How long have you been down here?
I've been down here for 2 months.
2 months?
Yeah, that's it. I've never been here before. I've never been homeless before.
Yeah.
This is definitely needed something done here. Definitely needed, you know, I agree, there's something needed to be done. There were definitely a few problems.
Yeah.
But it was more problem individuals, not like as a whole.
And Amber, where will you go tonight?
I just got called at 8:30, and I had until 9:30 to call, and they have got my daughter and myself in a Connex box.
Okay, so you're going to be going to the shipping containers on Commercial and Third.
We would have had to be sleeping in the truck.
Okay.
You know, which doesn't help the homeless issue at all, because if you don't have, if you didn't get accepted into there, then people are just going to be on the streets.
Have you been inside one of those Connex boxes?
I have not.
Okay.
But I guess it's better to sleep in a box than it is in a doorway.
Yeah.
Or in the back of a truck.
Thanks again to Hank Sims and the Lost Coast Outpost for sharing their audio with us. That's an interview with one of the people evicted from Palco Marsh named Amber. So I want to come back to Shelley Mack. The mention of the shipping containers is going to be heard a lot as this story unfolds. What was set up to give an alternative to Palco Marsh?
Yeah, so the city of Eureka made some cursory efforts to try and increase the amount of available emergency shelter, but unfortunately elected not to spend even a cent to fund those efforts. And so ultimately what came out of the community volunteers who stepped up and city resources that were already sitting around and didn't require any additional expenditure by the city council were a city-owned parking lot at the corner of Washington and Coster Streets here in Eureka, where homeless people will be, 50 to 60 homeless, that is, will be allowed to sleep at night only, required to pack up their belongings and all of their things and take them with them for the day. And that place will be available only through June 10th. After that, anyone who is sleeping there will have to find somewhere else to be. And the city also authorized a private partnership between the Betty Chin Homeless Foundation, who do amazing work here in Humboldt County, and the Humboldt Center for Property Rights, a bit of an unusual coalition, but the two of them came together to purchase and retrofit five, so far, Connex boxes, their metal shipping containers, and put inside of each shipping container 8 bunk beds to house a total of 40 homeless individuals for a very short period of time. My understanding is that the metal shipping containers will be available for somewhere between 3 to 6 months for people to stay in, and perhaps 2 waves of people. So, after that, the city has made clear that they don't want those metal shipping containers in Eureka any longer, and that will be another group of people that will have one less place to go.
We're talking about the police sweep that cleared out a homeless encampment at Palco Marsh in Eureka this week, putting 150 people somewhere else, roughly 150 people, but also picking up something like 44 tons of trash and some personal possessions from the people who were out there. We're talking to Shelley Mack, who's an attorney representing 11 of the people who were residing at Palco Marsh. Nezzy Wade's with us as well. She's the board president of Affordable Homeless Housing Alternatives. Nezzy, let's bring you in here and give us some idea of what your agency does.
Well, we've been advocating and trying to disseminate information and educate the public around the issues of homelessness in the last couple of years, as well as implementing some alternatives for immediate solutions. We've been offering proposals, trying to work with the city of Eureka, offering proposals to establish sanctuary camps, legal, safe places for people to be that can be also on a continuum of developing into tiny house villages with safe parking, and providing some opportunities for people that are without housing to find an opportunity to begin moving along that continuum of care and housing.
So you work as a bit of a connector from between homeless people and places to get them shelter?
Well, we've been finding ourselves doing that lately because of the crisis here with the lack of accommodations or affordable housing. But really, we are trying to establish communities, much like the Opportunity Village in Eugene, Oregon.
Okay, so you want the same, which is also modeled after, what's it called?
Dignity Village
in mm-hmm. Portland, right. Yes,
yeah.
Thank you for that. Mm-hmm. So either anecdotally or statistically, do you have any sense of what the need is for people to have housing who don't have it in greater Eureka right now?
Oh, my gosh. We really need to have opportunities for people to have a place to live. A shelter is not a place to live. And while the city has opened up a variety, they have a mission and they have an overflow with St. Vincent's Dining Hall should they need it. There's the Betty Chin Connex boxes. These don't represent, and there's the parking lot, of course, that just opened up. And last night there were at least 60 people there. That it was capacity. There were people on the street. It was if you were there to see it, it was a very alarming, sad, and sobering diaspora of people just leaving the Palco Marsh with whatever possessions they could have that make their daily lives work. And it was stunning. And they've been on the streets, and of course they're being, some people are getting arrested and their things are being taken, and that was part of the eviction notice from the marsh. It said basically any property that's removed may be reclaimed by, you know, that's removed may be reclaimed if they store it for you, but any property that's not reclaimed will be removed, will be disposed of. But when you leave the marsh, you have to basically, if you take it with you and put it down any place else within the city of Eureka, it's fair game for removing. It'll be discarded.
All right. So if you're homeless, you leave the Palco Marsh, even with the stuff you can carry. If you put down the stuff you can carry, that ceases to be your property.
Well, you just can't put it in a public space. Actually, there's terrible stories just yesterday. I mean, sad stories. There was a man very early on from the morning of the 2nd trying to help people move their things out so that that when they closed the Palco Marsh off, they wouldn't be without. Spent the whole morning, hours, bicycling, trucking people's things out, and when the police arrived, they closed it off, and he and his partner couldn't get back in to get their own things. And then they finally were allowed, with the help of council people and up the chain of command, to go in and get some of their things. But they were so exhausted that he fell asleep and was arrested yesterday.
Oh, exhausted from helping other people get out safely.
Yeah. So there's those kinds of stories. But going back to the lack of affordable housing or a lack of options, that's why people are stacked up in the parking lot and on the streets and don't have a place to go. There was a city council meeting last night where our proposals were before the council. We asked them for housing successor monies or to help support us through getting Measure Z funds, for which we also applied, that are county funds, to establish 3 sites that could accommodate 30 to 35 people per site, which would take care of a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And mostly they're not very in favor of sanctuary camps, sort of like the idea of tiny house villages, but very unwilling to offer space or funding of any sort.
All right, so at this point, no city money, no city land going into this effort to establish a tiny house village?
Exactly.
All right. I want to hear from one of the members of the city council. Kim Burgell is one of the people who spoke to Hank Sims at the Lost Coast Outpost. Again, thanks to Loco for sharing their audio with us. And here's Kim Burgell from the Eureka City Council.
I believe it was handled very well. I'm grateful that people that live out here have been willing to comply, and they've been really good. It's been very peaceful. The police and the people that have been working with the folks have been doing a fabulous job. You know, it's been very tenuous, and people have just been so good on both sides.
Yeah.
You know, I applaud the courage of the people in the marsh. I think, you know, people need to realize that this is a very terrifying thing for them, and they've really stepped up, and I want to say that I really appreciate their willingness to stand up and be courageous when it's hard.
Mm.
And I want to say that about the police, too. They've been really respectful.
Shelley Mack is an attorney representing 11 of the people evicted from Palco Marsh. Did you make your own observations? Were you out there either day, Shelley?
Yes, I was out there most of the day on Monday. You know, I was up on the north end of the camp primarily. You know, I saw a lot of people, you know, very upset about where they were going to be, scrambling to get their belongings, a lot of sadness. People were leaving their communities. You know, this is a tightly knit group of people who have been there for more than a decade, who formed friendships and makeshift families and relationships that really supported them day to day, just getting through the rigors of what it's like to be homeless, and it was devastating to watch that community be ripped apart on Monday.
Very.
Nezzy Wade, I get the sense from how you have characterized the situation that while Palco Marsh has been closed, the people there obviously needed other places to go, but the city of Eureka, from your description, sounds resistant to setting up new places for them. Has anybody said they'd just like them to get out of town, go away?
Well, I think that's very clear in the commentary that's been happening in the city council chambers, also the ordinances that have been passed. We have an open space property maintenance plan that was passed in Eureka back in September or October, And the idea there was to control the setting of the marsh and begin to pare it down, folding it in on itself so that the population became denser, police say, easier to manage and then to take care of problems there. But it became very uninhabitable for people. It was very dense and very hard to get reestablished because, as Shelley said, these are communities. This is a large community where everyone knows each other and they help each other. Just it's inherent in the way that they're living. They're good neighbors, and it was very hard to see that happen. But the properties that they were asked to get rid of consistently was, you know, pallets and things that would be considered, quote, construction kinds of materials, no tarps, can't tie to anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's become harder and harder. And then we passed recently an aggressive panhandling ordinance to disallow people from panhandling and asking for
it. I noticed that in Fortuna passed one just this week as well.
And the county had one on their agenda yesterday also. But we've also passed recently a nudity ordinance,
mm-hmm.
and we've had a ordinance regarding bicycles and shopping carts, and I mean very much targeted toward this population. So if the eviction notice said that, you know, all personal property had to be removed and any property that was remaining after May 2nd would be removed by the city, and any property that was deemed to be a health and safety hazard would be removed immediately and discarded, and that any property deemed abandoned would be discarded. And so they said that, you know, if you took it with you and put it down any place else in the city of Eureka, it would also be, fair game for being discarded.
Right, in a public place.
So the only way someone could leave the Palco Marsh unencumbered by law enforcement would be to leave with nothing and to just keep walking, because we have no sit, no lie, no pee, no loitering ordinances. And that's a message that says pretty much just keep on going.
Go away. Yeah. Shelley Mack, what becomes of the case at this point?
So the federal lawsuit will continue to go forward. I mean, as you probably know, the federal judicial system moves at what can sometimes be generously described as a glacial pace, but we are pressing forward with the lawsuit. We got some very encouraging signs on Friday during the hearing from our assigned judge in terms of how he will likely view the central issue in the case, which is the Eighth Amendment issue. And the Eighth Amendment claim dovetails back to what Nezzy was just describing in terms of there being nowhere within the city of Eureka consistent with the anti-camping ordinance where a homeless person can exist anymore. And the Eighth Amendment prohibits or imposes substantive limits, rather, on what can be made criminal and punished as something that's criminal. And in particular, the Eighth Amendment prohibits status crimes, which is, where you criminalize an entire segment of your population simply because of who they are or the circumstance in which they find themselves. And the Eureka anti-camping ordinance, we think, is a glaring example of an ordinance that cannot survive Eighth Amendment scrutiny. And the indications we got from the judge on Friday are that he is probably going to be inclined to give this a very serious look under the Eighth Amendment, and we're hoping that eventually he will invalidate that ordinance.
All right. We will see what happens. Obviously, you can't pick 150 people and put them on the streets and have nothing happen, so much more still to come with the clearing out of Palco Marsh in Eureka. Shelley Mack is an attorney representing 11 of the people evicted. Nezzy Wade is the board president at Affordable Homeless Housing Alternatives. I want to thank you both for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Good to have you here.
Thank you for covering this topic.
Yeah,
all right.
Very much.